Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Isaiah chapter 32, verse 17.
And the effect of righteousness will be peace, and the result of righteousness, quietness, and trust forever.
Now, today's devotional reflection, the effect of righteousness is the phrase with which Isaiah begins. Looking closely at the word effect in the original Hebrew, we learn it is the same word Lamech, Noah's dad, uses in Genesis chapter 5, verse 29, when he says, "My son Noah shall bring relief from our work of the ground which God cursed." Isaiah's idea is that righteousness is a transaction. For the New Testament believer, this idea of transaction has significance. The New Testament believer understands that righteousness is a transaction from the Savior. Scripture reminds us that God's righteousness is given to us through saving faith in Christ, a transaction. In Scripture, this transaction is called imputed righteousness. Impute is an old English term that means to charge to one's account. When we place faith in Jesus, God charges the perfect righteousness of Jesus to our account. Jesus did the work so that we could benefit from the transaction of God's righteousness. So we are made righteous through Jesus' saving work. Out of this gift of righteousness, we can know peace. Let's look at the word peace found in Isaiah chapter 32, verse 17. In its original Hebrew rendering, we discover the word shalom. Shalom is a word Hebrew people use interchangeably for hello and goodbye. Shalom emphasizes perpetual peace. In other words, God's peace is never ending. Isaiah concludes that the effect of righteousness is quietness and trust forever. If we look at the original rendering of quietness, it means appease. The idea can be water that is stilled. Chuck writes, "I have stood on both the banks of the mighty Perkiomen and Chowan rivers when the water was perfectly still." It's almost eerie to see such large bodies of water still completely. Spiritually, the Christian understands the appease between God and the born-again believer is like the raging gulf stilled when we turn to Jesus for salvation. So the effect of righteousness is quietness and trust forever. Finally, let's look at the words trust forever. Trust, in the original language, can mean a place of refuge. The term forever literally means perpetual. Thus, there is no end to God's refuge, safety. In conclusion, using the lens of the New Testament, Isaiah chapter 32, verse 17 can mean the work of Jesus at Calvary brought righteousness to all who believe, and this righteousness will be a never-ending peace that passes all human understanding, and the effect of God's righteousness is refuge eternally. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.